Title: Stack in Amen Style Drop Using Resampling Workflows in Ableton Live 12 Intermediate. All right, let's build a big, modern drum and bass drop with that classic Amen chaos on top, but with a workflow that doesn't turn your session into a 100-track CPU bonfire. The whole point of today is simple. We're going to stack an Amen Style break the way Jungle wants it, add modern punch so it hits like current DNB, and then we're going to resample at smart checkpoints so everything becomes fast to edit, consistent, and DJ tool ready. You should already be comfortable with warping, routing, grouping, and basic mixing. Cool, let's move. First, project setup. Set your tempo somewhere in a 172 to 176 range. I like 174 as a default. Now jump into preferences, warp and fades. Turn auto warp long samples off. Breaks are one of those things where auto warp can help you right into a mess. Also make sure create fades on clip edges is on. That's going to save you from clicks later, when we start slicing and doing micro edits. Create three groups right now, drums, bass, and music or FX. Even if you're only using drums today, this keeps the session organized and makes it easier to print later. Now we start the fun part, the Amen top loop. Drag an Amen break, or an Amen style loop, onto an audio track and name it Amen TOP. We're treating this as the high energy texture and transient detail, not the main weight of the drop. Open the clip view and turn warp on. Set warp mode to beats. Preserve should be on transients. Set the envelope around 15 to 30%. That envelope value is basically how much of the tail gets pulled around with the transient. Too high and you can smear things, too low and it might get choppy depending on the source. If you get clicky artifacts, don't immediately jump to Complex Pro out of habit. Complex Pro can be great for extreme stretching, but beats mode is usually punchier for DNB. We want punch. Now here's the key move. Right-click that clip and slice to new MIDI track. Choose the built-in transient slicing preset. Ableton will create a drum rack full of slices, and now you can do classic Amen edits without destroying the vibe. Quick edit to make it feel like a real drop. Duplicate your MIDI to make a two-bar phrase. Add a snare double right at the end of bar 2, in 16ths, just a little roll in. Then add a kick re-trigger right before beat 3. That push is such a DNB language thing. You'll hear it immediately. Now, the Amen alone is energy, but it's not always consistent in the low mids. So we add a clean punch layer. Create a new track called Punch Layer. This can be audio with one shots or a drum rack. Grab a clean kick and snare that you trust. For the kick, pick something with the sub mostly controlled, because we'll manage true sub with the bass group. For the snare, look for that 180 to 250 Hz buy zone, because that's where the chest lives on big systems. Program a standard two-step pattern. Tick on one, and then a second kick around 1.75 depending on your groove, and snare on 2 and 4. Keep it simple. The Amen provides complexity. The punch layer provides consistency. Now make it groove with the Amen, not against it. Right-click the original Amen clip and extract groove. Then apply that groove to your punch layer MIDI. Start with timing around 20 to 40% and velocity around 10 to 20%. You're not trying to make the punch sloppy. You're trying to make it sit inside the break's feel. Next, we build the stack bus. Put Amen TOP and punch layer into a group called Break Stack. This is your drum console. We're going to process this group in a way that makes the layers feel like one instrument. On Break Stack, at EQ8 first, high pass around 25 to 35 Hz. This is important. Do not let the Break Stack pretend it's your sub. You want headroom and clarity. If it's boxy, do a small cut around 250 to 400 Hz, maybe 2 or 3 dB. If you want extra air, a gentle shelf at 8 to 12k can be nice, but be careful because the Amen can get harsh fast. Next, a drum bus. Drive somewhere around 5 to 15%. Crunch at 0 to 10%, only if you want grit. Boom generally off, because again, bass handles weight. Damp to taste. For heavy DNB, slightly darker often translates better and keeps the top from shredding your ears once you start clipping. Then add glue compressor. Attack around 3 milliseconds, release on auto ratio 2 to 1. You're aiming for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on peaks. This is glue, not squish. Then add saturator. Soft sine or analog clip are both great choices. Drive 2 to 6 dB, and turn on soft clip. This is one of those quiet pro moves, because it helps your resampled print come out unified and loud without sounding like it's exploding. Before we print, quick coaching note, do a phase sanity check. Mute the Amen slices and listen to punch alone. Then unmute the Amen and focus on the kick and snare impact. If the low end gets smaller when both are on, you're in cancellation territory. Fix it now. Throw a utility on the punch layer and tri-phase invert left and right, or nudge the punch samples slightly. Even 5 to 20 samples can turn why is it weak into okay, that's huge. Now we resample. This is workflow number 1. Print the stack to audio. Create a new audio track called breakprint. Set its input to audio from break stack, and choose PostFX. PostFX is important because we want to print the sound of the bus processing, not just the raw layers. Arm breakprint and record 16 bars of your drop drums. While you record, don't chase demo loud levels. Print with headroom. Aim for peaks around -6 to -3 dB/fs. That gives you space for later clipping or limiting without compounding distortion across multiple resamples. When you're done, consolidate into a clean clip. That's Command or Control J. Now decide your warp discipline. If you're not changing tempo and the print is aligned, you can turn warp off and treat it as the truth. If you want to keep warp on for editing, keep it on beats mode, preserve transients, and keep the envelope low, like 0 to 10%. And try not to start dragging warp markers around unless something is actually late or early. Once you've printed a groove you love, protect it. Now you've got one solid drum print. Here's where it becomes a weapon. Microcuts and edits are now phase safe, because you're editing one audio file, not fighting multiple layers. Next is resampling workflow number 2, parallel dirt print. We're going to create a second version that is basically anger and electricity in upper mids and highs, without muddying the body. You can duplicate the break stack group or set up a return track. Let's say you duplicate and call it break dirt bus. On that dirt bus, start with EQ8 and high pass aggressively at 200 to 350 Hz. The dirt layer should not carry low mids. If you need more crack, give a gentle lift around 2 to 5k. Then add overdrive. Drive somewhere like 20 to 50% depending on the source. Set the tone in the 5 to 7k area. Dynamics around 10 to 30% to keep it from being completely flat. Then add redux. Be subtle. Downsample maybe 2 to 6. Bit reduction 0 to 3. The goal is texture, not destroying the transients into white noise. Add auto filter in bandpass mode, roughly 700 Hz to 8K, and you can animate it slightly for movement. Then a limiter at the end just to catch spikes. Now resample that too. Create an audio track called Dirt Print. Set input from Break Dirt Bus Post FX, arm it, and record the same 16 bars. When you blend it, keep it low, think -18 to -10 dB underneath the main print. Dirt should feel like the break got more intense, not like a separate fist track got turned on. Now let's arrange this like a DJ tool. We're aiming for 32 bars that feel predictable enough to mix, but alive enough to not feel like a loop. A good structure is, bars 1 to 8 establish the full groove. Bars 9 to 16 add a variation, like a fill every 4 bars. Bars 17 to 24 add a lift, maybe a little more dirt print. Extra hat to tail, small snare edits. Bars 25 to 32 is your peak and your exit cues. Now let's do practical edits on the break print audio, because this is where resampling really pays off. At bar 8, take the last half bar, slice it, and reverse one snare hit. Add short fade so it doesn't click. At bar 16, try a tiny inhale, mute an eighth note right before the snare on 4. You'd be shocked how big that feels in a club. It's like the track takes a breath. At bar 24, do a quick snare stutter and 16ths leading into the downbeat. And on the last bar, go for a classic amen scatter, slice to 16ths and reorder 2 or 3 hits. Don't overdo it, just enough chaos is the vibe. Here's an arrangement upgrade concept. Mix out readiness cues. Put something clear at bar 25, like a crash, a vocal stab, or a short noise hit. Then give DJs an exit cue at bar 31 beat 4. Like a tiny mute or reverse hit. Those cues make your drop feel playable, not just listenable. Now we integrate bass without shrinking the break. Group all bass into bass. On the bass group, use EQ8 and consider a small dip around 180 to 220 Hz. That's where the snare body lives, and if the bass crowds it, the snare starts to feel smaller even if it's loud. Then add sidechain compression on the bass group. Sidechain from the snare or from the whole break stack. Use attack around 1 to 5 milliseconds. Release around 80 to 160 milliseconds. Ratio 2 to 1 up to 4 to 1. And aim for 2 to 5 dB of reduction when the snare hits. The goal is movement and space, not EDM pumping. In rolling DNB, the drums should feel like they're driving the bass, not the other way around. Optional pro move. If your snare starts to feel inconsistent once you push clipping, you can add a very quiet tonal anchor, like a sine tone around 180 to 220 Hz with a short decay, triggered only on snare hits. It's almost subliminal, but it makes the snare feel the same even when the top break is doing acrobatics. Now, once the drop feels balanced, we do the final resample, the full drop print. Create an audio track called Drop Print. Set input from the master, or your pre-master bus if you use one. Post FX. Record the full 32-bar drop. Again. Keep headroom. Peaks under -3 is a great target while recording. You can always push it later in a controlled way. This final print is what makes your life easy. You can export instantly, build intro and outro versions fast, and make VIP variations without rebuilding the whole mix. Before we wrap, a few common pitfalls to avoid. Don't overlayer without committing. If you're at 10 drum tracks and you still haven't printed anything, you're not producing anymore. You're collecting options. Print early. If your break gets chirpy or warbly, revisit warp mode. Beats is usually the safest for this style. Keep low end out of the break stack. High pass is your friend. Keep parallel dirt quiet. If you can clearly hear the dirt track, it's probably too loud. And don't forget variation. Jungle and DNB live on those tiny edits and micro mutes. Now a quick mini practice you can do in 20 to 30 minutes.